Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Beginning in August 1918, the flu spread to all parts of the United States in just 6 weeks. By the time the epidemic ended, more than 50,000 of the 20 million people who contracted the disease had died. Fresh air was considered a preventive. Public transportation used open trolley cars without sides, aisles, doors, or windows, despite the fall and winter weather. Crowding was not permitted. It was recommended to open windows at home in the office when possible. No spectators were allowed to attend a football game in Portland. Spacing regulations required cafeterias to maintain a distance of 4 feet between customers. Libraries had similar regulations and removed all chairs to prevent crowds and loitering. A requirement that everyone wear masks outside became controversial when doctors pointed out a filthy mask was less protection than fresh air. The Portland Oregonian newspaper printed daily state statistics by city. On October 22nd, Ashland had 7 new cases, Grants Pass had 3. From October 1918 to September 1920, Oregon had 48,146 cases with 3,675 deaths. Today's episode of As It was written by Mary Ann Mason, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.